If there are no other announcements, we will have our call to worship. But before we do, I want to take a moment and explain sort of what is going on in our spiritual life chapel today. We preach and teach and emphasize community. That faith, your Christianity, is not a single player game. It is a team sport. And part of the reason we emphasize that is so that you have people coming alongside of you who can not only guide, support, encourage, but also speak into your life in areas of growth, hold you accountable, help restore you when you stumble. And we think that is huge. However, there are times where that may be insufficient for a couple reasons. One is some of you have trouble perhaps showing your true self to others. And that's easy to do. We've been raised our whole lives in church to have a facade, right? And thus, to sort of show vulnerability in front of other people is tough, especially if you think you'll be judged for it. The second thing is that how many of you have taken speech class? How many of you have ever had difficulty telling somebody what they did was not that great? I've noticed that in times it is difficult to sometimes speak into someone's life. A, because we feel like, who am I to do this? B, because we don't want to be accused of being judgmental. And C, it's just uncomfortable. So while we emphasize community, there are sometimes areas in our life that only we know about. Sometimes the whole picture of what makes us us is known only to us. And if that is the case, how do you examine yourself in a way of objectivity and honesty to see where you are at in your relationship with Christ? Well, throughout history, there were several ways to do this. Ignatius of Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, created the prayer of examine. And this was a prayer done twice a day. And it was made for the Jesuits, who would go either singly or in duos, who, because of martyrdom, because of disease, other accidents, would often find themselves alone in foreign countries, away from anyone who was a Christian. This prayer existed for them to openly and honestly examine their day. In what ways have I recognized God? In what ways have I fallen short? In what ways am I going to try to do better tomorrow? And in cultivating that, you would try to cultivate a sort of open, honest reflection away from rationalization, away from explaining away about where you're at in your spiritual life. Quakers, in the midst of silent worship and afterwards, recognize that silence, when we listen to the Lord speak to us, is a great thing. But oftentimes, just like with anything, God is not going to force himself into areas of our lives. So when we open ourselves up to hear the Lord speak, sometimes we shut a couple doors. Doors to our pain, our shame, what happened last week, last night. Things that we know are not good, yet really enjoy doing. As Augustine says, Lord, give me purity, just not yet. That's probably the most honest statement ever spoken by a Christian, ever. So Quakers created what we call the queries, questions meant to guide one to really think. If we can shut the door, the queries force us to sort of kick it open. Come face to face with how our faith is being put into action. You say you are this. You say you're a follower of Christ. How does that live its way out? Unfortunately, besides the prayer of examine, besides the Quaker queries, oftentimes we don't have exercises to really look at our spiritual life. And so one person decided to create an instrument, a process by which we as a college and we as individuals can look at our relationship with Jesus. Remember, this is not a grade card. This is not a score. This is an instrument of encouragement and conviction. An instrument that says, wow, even though I'm down on myself, look, I am trying to serve the Lord and an area of conviction, I kind of walk around like I have everything together, like me and Jesus are best friends. But is that really true? Am I some areas of my life that I need to step up? We're going to do this instrument as a prayerful act for two reasons. One, individually, so that you can see sort of where you're at. Two, collectively. Sometimes just as individuals can have blind spots in their life, so can institutions, so can churches, so can communities of faith. What blind spots do we have as a community of faith today? What areas are we doing great at, but what areas do we need to improve? We want to know that, not to give you a score, not to browbeat you, but so that we as student services, we as professors, we as the administration, we as in Barclay College, can help walk alongside and journey with you in creating certain things, new activities, new processes, new disciplines, new ministries, so that we can walk in the fullness of Christ, fully Christ, at all times. And so we are going to be handing you two sheets of paper. They're both the same. One is for you, one is for us. You don't write your name on this paper. It is anonymous. We're going to have a call to worship of silence. We're going to hand it out, and we're going to journey through some questions. Remember, this is not a pop quiz, nor a test. This is a way to examine ourselves. And so we will take our time. We will worship in silence, and we will close in worship through song. Is everyone with me here? We'll have a few moments of silence to center down, to open our hearts to what the Lord has to say, and then we will hand out the forms.